It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. All this week, we're hearing from young professionals as they explain why they've chosen to build their careers and their lives in Vermont, or in some cases, why they've chosen to leave the state. In this installment of Choosing Vermont, we'll meet the head of a private school in Putney and find out why he chose Vermont, both for himself and for his young family.
My name's Dan Marchetti. I'm 34 years old, and I'm the head of school at the grammar school in Putney, Vermont. We had been living in central Massachusetts, or metro Boston area, my wife and I, working at an independent boarding school there for about 9 years. And I was very interested in being a head of school, and it was on that trajectory. And so we did a national search. And while we considered a lot of different places, my wife and I both are active, outdoorsy people, and we have a young family. She was pregnant at the time, and our daughter Lila was two. She's now three. And we just thought we really want to find a place that mirrors our values. And Southern Vermont, specifically the Putney, Brattleboro area, fit all those. This school specifically was the actual draw. I can't think of a better place to raise my family. It's not just about the grammar school. It's about the community that we're in. You know, we're active people, and Putney specifically is a very active town. And people are active politically. People are active socially. People are active physically, you know, people are engaged in the community. And that's something that we weren't feeling living in the more metro Boston area. People, they weren't aware of what their community was. It wasn't a place where you went to a co-op and had conversations with your neighbors. You probably didn't know your neighbors. And it was readily apparent when we came up and interviewed here. You know, the grammar school, we talk about a conscious partnership between parents, students, and faculty. And it's apparent the way that people take ownership in where we are, whether it's stewardship of the environment or the education process or the community. So I can't think of a better place to be as a young family. Professionally, I feel very fortunate to have found a job that is entirely in line with what my core beliefs are about education. I think this area specifically, where we are in this Southern Vermont corridor, we're so close to things like Boston and New York that you can have a cosmopolitan experience. You can go to a major museum and you don't have to get on an airplane to do it. One of the limitations that took me a while to adjust to, and this is going to sound awful, is the lack of cell service and the slow bandwidth. While I would love it to be better, I've embraced it in a way that's allowed me to say, hey, you know, maybe you don't need to be glued to your email and your phone, and how do you embrace that, you know, in your professional life. So I think it's actually been quite healthy. I feel so fortunate to be here that I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything at all.